Today's Amud is Yivamis Sadiches Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Sadiches Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, very interesting case. You have Chamesh Nashim Shenis'arvu Vadeseyed. You have five women that went into the hospital the same day to give birth, and they all had sons, and the sons all got mixed up. It was before the days of hospital bracelets, and the Maisa, all the boys got mixed up. So each one took one home, they hoped for the best, but the Maisa, nobody knew that it was actually their son. And also, background information to the story is that these five women also had other children that they knew were their sons. They each had another son that they knew was their son. So there's a vadei son of each woman, and then there's also now a suffix son of each woman. What happened was, is all the suffix boys, they all got older, and eventually they get married. Umesu, and they die without having any children. So now the wives of each one of these Sfeikas are definitely falling to Yibam, because every single one of these five boys have brothers. Every one of the five women also have Vadei sons. So now we don't know which man each one of these women are falling to, but every single one of them has a man that they're falling to. That is for sure. They're for sure falling to Yibam, but we don't know who. And now Lamaisa, they wanted to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. They want to do Yibam. Is there any Eitzah? Says the Mishnah, there's an Eitzah. It's not for sure, but there's something that might get the mitzvah done. What you do is arba choltzim la'achas. You have four of the Vadai boys, four of the brothers. They go and they all do chalitza to Yevama number one. And then ve'achem miyabim ma'isa, and then the fifth one will be miyabim her, and mimanufshach, he's in the clear. Either that's his yevama, and then perfect, he just did mitzvahs yibam. And even if it's not his yevama, it's one of the other boys' yevamas, but that's not going to be a problem, because that man already had done chalitza to her, so she's not a yevama l'shak. There's nothing wrong with marrying her. So mimanufshach, this fifth one that does the yibam, will be in the clear. And then who shloisha choltzim la'achas? So then the one who did the Yibam and three of the other boys, so a total of four, will do Chalitza to the next woman, and Ve'achem Mi'abim, and then the fifth brother, the fifth boy, the fifth man, will be Mi'abimer, and Mi'manavshach, he's in the clear. Either it's his Yavama, or it's one of the other's Yavamas, but they already did Chalitza. Nimd, and you keep going, you do that to the third one, then the fourth one, then the fifth one. Nimtzu, it comes out in the end of the day, that Arba Chalitza is V'Yibam, L'Kol Achas V'Achas, that every single one of these Yavamas receive four chalitzais, and then one yibam. Now the Gemara points out that v'dafka michlatz v'hadar yevume. The Seder is exactly as mentioned in the Mishnah. It's dafka, that first you have four of the men doing chalitza, and only afterwards you have the fifth one doing the yibam. Aval yevume bereisholai, you can't have one of them doing yibam first. The kapaga be yevama l'shak. He might be aiver on the isiv yevama l'shak. If it's his yevama, then great. But the problem is that he doesn't know that it's his yevama. It might be one of the other men's yevamas. And if it's one of the other men's yevamas, so then he's being aiver on the isiv yevama l'shak. Therefore, you have to have the other brothers first doing chalitza, and then have this one do the yibam. Now says the Gemara that my hu shleisha choltzim la'achas. Why does the Mishnah specifically say that the one who did the yibam and then the three other brothers do chalitza? Meaning you could technically have the one who does yibam to one do yibam to all five. You could have four of the men doing chalitza to all five women, and then you could have one man, the designated yibamer. He's the designated yibamer, and he'll do yibam to all five women. Why does the Mishnah say that you have four doing chalitza, and then the fifth one does yibam, and then he, the one who does the yibam, should go ahead now and be one of the chalitza people? Why does he have to change positions? Why does he have to change roles and dafka do chalitza? Why can't he do yibam a second time? My hu shleisha choltzim la'achas. Why does it say dafka that the one who did the yibam should now do chalitza to the next one? Says the Gemara, delay tamely of minu chad l'kulu, because we don't want one to do yibam to all five. Elakol chad v'chad miyabim. bimchada, we'd rather have it that there's no designated yibamer. We'd rather have it that every single one of these men will do yibam to one. What's the advantage of that? Is because Dilma Misramya Leili Diday. Maybe we'll get five mitzvahs yibam. If you have one of them being miyabim all five, so you're definitely not going to get five mitzvahs of yibam. You will for sure get one. You'll for sure get one because if one is a designated yibamer, he's doing yibam to all five after the other four do chalitza to all five. So he's definitely getting one of them right. Four of them he'll definitely be getting wrong. And one of them he'll definitely be getting right. The four he's just marrying random women after they had received chalitza. And then the fifth one he's definitely getting a yibam in. But we don't want that. We'd rather have it that each one of the men does yibam to one. We might end up getting five mitzvahs of yibam. So the place can discuss from here. Maybe you see from here an idea that it's better, you know, because if you think about it, when we're going to have all five doing yibam, it's possible there won't be any mitzvahs yibam, right? It's possible that you'll have five mitzvahs yibam, possible four, possible three. It's possible you'll get no mitzvahs of yibam. It's possible that nobody's going to be, I don't know if it's possible to get four, but it's possible that nobody will be mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. It could be all of them will get it wrong. So why is it better to have five of them doing yibam? Because you might get five mitzvahs of yibam. You also might get no mitzvahs of yibam. So the Paiskim want to prove from here that you see that five suffix mitzvahs is better than one vadai mitzvah. In any type of situation that could come up, it would be better to take the chance of being mekayim five mitzvahs than, even though you might end up getting none, than to do something which you'll for sure be mekayim one. L'maisa, it's not muchach. The way the Aruch Lener learns this Mishnah, learns this Gemara, is based on the Gemara we had earlier in the Masechta on Memdaldam and Aleph, where over there the Gemara said not to marry five women because you need to be mekayim the mitzvah of Aina pam b'chaydash. So this way you could be with one of the women once a week, and so the maximum amount of wives a person could have is therefore four wives. So that's why it wasn't really ever an option for one person to be mekayim to be miyabim all five. At most, we were going to have one be miyabim four. And that's also going to be a suffix. Even if one is miyabim four, he also might end up with nothing in his hand. He might not be mekayim mitzvah yibam at all, because maybe the fifth one was really his yavama. So over here, there was no potential of doing a vadai mitzvah. But it could be if a person had a choice of doing a vadai mitzvah versus a bunch of suffix, so it would be better to do the vadai. It's a mucha from our Gemara, akopanim, we'll go weiter. Says the Gemara that in this same type of scenario where you have the five women who mix up their kids, and they all have vade children, but miktsasin achin u'miktsasin she'in achin. So then, if you have some of them that are brothers, some of them that are not brothers, so this doesn't seem to make any sense. We'll see in the Gemara soon what this means. So achin cholze v'she'in achin miyavmin. The ones that are brothers should do chalitza, and the ones that are not brothers should do yibam. Says the Gemara, Mike Amar, what on earth are we saying? Amar of safra hachik amar. This is what the Gemara means to say, that miktsasin achin minav. So you have some men that are only brothers from the same, that are brothers from the same father, that they're brothers from the same father, and therefore they do have a potential mitzvah zibim over here. They have a mitzvah zibim over here. Miktsasin achim minaim. But there are some men here that also have brothers minaim involved over here. That they also have brothers that they only share the same mother with, in which case yibam for those brothers might be awesome. Meaning if they are going to be miyabim, any one of these five women who are married to this fakus, they might actually be over on the Isra of Eishas Ach Minaim. So now what? On that, the Gemara was saying that achim min aim, anybody who has a tzad aim, that has an achim min aim involved, so then chaltzen. They are never going to be able to do yibam to any of these five women. They should for sure only do chalitza to all five. And then v'achim min av miyavmin, the rest of the women will get divided up amongst the achim min av, and they'll perform yibam with the women that and hopefully they'll be mekayim mitzvah of yibam. Miktsasan kehanim and miktsasan she'enan kehanim. Let's say amongst the five vadai sons that are left over, that are left right now, that they have the potential mitzvah yibam, some of them are kehanim and some of them are not kehanim. Now the problem is, if one of them went with kehanim, is that being that, like the Gemara pointed out in the beginning, we need it to be that four of them do chalitza before the fifth one does yibam, because otherwise the fifth one might be over on the iser of yivam and l'shak. So we need it to be that the chalitzas take place before the yibam. Once the chalitzas take place, now there's no miman of shach that for a kayin, there's Nomi Manavshach that if he goes last and does Yibam, then he's in the clear. Because yes, it could be it's his Yavama, and then he's in the clear. But if it's not his Yavama, then he's being Aiver on the Isser of Chalutza. He's not a Kain's not allowed to marry a woman who had Chalitza done to her. So if this woman is his Yavama, great, she never had Chalitza done to her. Those Chalitzas were all fake. But if it's not his Yavama, so then she's a Chalutza. If she's not his Yavama, so then she was someone else's Yavama who did Chalitza to her. Great, she's not a Yavama Lashak, but she has a different Isser of a Chalutza. So if there's some of them that are Kehanim, the halacha is Kehanim Cholzen. The Kehanim will not be able to perform Yibam with any of them. They'll have to be the designated Chalitzers. And Sheinim Kehanim Yavin, and the women will be divided amongst the Einan Kehanim. Miktsasin Kehanim, Miktsasin Achim and Aim. Let's say some of them are Kehanim, and the ones that aren't, they're Achim and Aim. So then Elu Ve'elu Cholzen Lam Yavin. So then there's not going to be any sort of potential for any of them to do Yibam. Everyone is going to have to perform Chalitza. Tan Rabbanan, back to the riddles. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Yesh Chayletz Le'imay Misafek, La'chayse Misafek, Le'bita Misafek. It's possible for a person, Misafek, to end up having to perform Chalitza with his own mother, with his own sister, and with his own daughter. So we'll go through each case individually. Says the Gemara Ketzad, first going on the case of mother. How do you have it that a person, Misafek, ends up being forced to perform Chalitza with someone that he knows to be his mother? But Misafik, he's going to have to perform Chalitza to her. Kate said, what's the case? Imai v'isha acheres. You have a person's mother and another woman. We'll say, Leah and Gitti, ulahen shnei zecharim. And they have two boys. Leah has a son, Ruvain, and Gitti has a son, Mendi. So Leah has Ruvain, and Gitti has Mendi. V'chazru v'yaldu shnei zecharim b'machvei. And then they have two Suffolk children together. They go to the same hospital, no hospital bracelets, they mix them up. So now, Uba b'nashal zu v'nasa imay shal zeh, Uba b'nashal zu v'nasa imay shal zeh. And you have Reuven goes and marries Gitti. It's not his mother, it's a random lady to him. And Mendi goes and marries Leah, also a random lady to him. Their only connection is the fact that they share Suffolk children. But otherwise, they are not related to each other. So Reuven marries Gitti, and Mendi marries Leah. Umesu bleibanim, and Reuven and Mendi both die, and they don't have any children. Now they both have brothers. They don't know who their brothers are, but Reuven and Mendi both have the Suffolk, those Suffolk brothers. They don't know which one's who, but they both have brothers. So now Leah falls to Yibam to whoever Mendi's brother is, and Gitti falls to Yibam to whoever Reuven's brother is. They don't know who's who. So what happens is, so the halacha is zechay is l'shteyan, v'zechay is l'shteyan. The Suffolk children each have to perform chalitza to both Leah and Gitti. So it comes out they know each one of them, Imanifshach, knows that they are performing Chalitza to a lady that's their own mother. They don't know which one's their mother, that's the issue. But they know for a fact that they're performing Chalitza to someone that's their mother. That's the way it plays out. How do you have a case where a person ends up being forced to perform Chalitza to his own sister? So, it's good I really to speak out the family tree with this one first. We'll speak out the whole case, and then we'll read it inside. So the case is like this. You have again, you have Leah and Gitti. We'll start with the men. You have Zalmi and you have Yaakov. Yaakov has two wives. He has Leah. Yaakov's married to Leah. He's also married to Rivka. And Zalmi also has two wives. Zalmi is married to Gitti, and he's also married to Bela. So Yaakov is married to Leah and Rivka, and Zalmi is married to Gitti and Bela. Now Yaakov has a child from each one of his two wives. From Rivka he has a child, David, let's say. And from Leah he has a child, Reuven, just like we had in the previous case. Yaakov is married to Leah, and they have a child, Reuven. Zalmi also has a child from each one of his two wives, from Bela and from Gitti. From Gitti we already know the child's name is Mendi. And Zalmi also has a child from Bela who we'll call Beryl. So that's the family tree. Now Gitti and Leah both go into the hospital to give birth the same day, and they have children, and they get mixed up. They both have baby girls. We'll call them Fagi and Dina. They have baby girls, Fagi and Dina. Each one of them takes one home, I guess, but they don't really know for sure who's whose daughter. Now, what happens next is that Beryl and David both marry Phegi and Dina. Each one of them marries a different one. And Beryl and David then die without any children. So now they are falling to Yibam to Mendi and Ruvain. The problem is that one of them is Mendi's sister, and one of them, because right, they share a mother, Gitti, and one of them is Ruvain's sister because they share a mother, Leah. But they don't know who's who. And they don't know which one's their sister and which, and maybe, and which one's their Yavama. Or possibly, no, none of them is a Yavama, and because maybe the Yavama is their sister, in which case there's no mitzvah Yibam. So Lamaisa, because of the suffix, what happens is that Mendi has to perform chalitza to both of them, and Reuven has to perform chalitza to both of them. So it comes out that one, that each one is for sure being chalitz to someone who's vadai their sister. They don't know who's who, but it comes out they're being doing chalitza to their sister. So that's what the Gemara speaks out now. How do you have a case of doing chalitza to a sister? You have Gitti and Leah. They have two children, they have two girls in a cave, meaning they get mixed up. And then they're brothers who don't share the same mother. Go, so Beryl and David, who don't share the same mother, they go and they marry them. Vinasim, and they marry them. Umesu blei banim, and then David and Beryl die without having any children. So now they fall to Yibam, to Mendi, and to Reuven, but one of them is each one's sister. So chalitza shteya, and him said chalitza achayisu misafek. Each one has to do chalitza to both. It comes out they're doing chalitza to their own sister. Mebita misafek keitzad. How do you have a case where a person performs chalitza to his own daughter, misafik? You have ishtai v'isha acheres. Again, you have Leah and Gitti, and Leah is married to Yaakov, and Gitti is married to Zalmi. So you have these two families. Sheyaldu shtei nekeves b'machve. And they have daughters in a cave. They have Safik daughters, Dina and Phegi. They don't know who's whose daughter. Ubayu acheihen. And now the brothers of the two men, meaning Yaakov's brother and Zalmi's brother, they go v'nasim, and they go marry these women. So Yaakov has a brother, Shimon, and Shimon goes and marries one of the girls. And Zalmi has a brother, Velvel, and Velvel goes and marries one of the girls. Umesu blei banim, and then what happens is Shimon and Velvel die. And so now the girls potentially fall to Yaakov and Zalmi. Now one of them is their daughter, and they don't know which one's falling to them. And the one that's falling to them might be their own daughter, but they don't even know who's their daughter. So zechay to bita misafik, zechay to bita misafik. Each one of them has to do chalitza to both. It comes down, each one is doing chalitza to someone who is their own daughter. So that's how you could have a case where a person is forced to perform chalitza to his own daughter. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that, again, another riddle, Haya Rameir would say that Ish V'isha Pamim Shamalidin Chamesh Umais. You can have an interesting case. You can have a man and a woman that they have the entire UN in their family. They have five different nations that are born from them. One father and mother, five nations are born from their marriage, from their relationship. Kate said, how do you have a case where a man and a woman have five different umays coming from them? You have Yisrael Shalakach Eved V'Shevcha. A Yisrael buys slaves. He buys an Eved, a man and a woman, an Eved and a Shevcha Menashuk. And they already, before these people became his avadim, they already had two children. So those two children are just regular gayim. And one of them converts. So one of them becomes a Jew. So nimtza already comes out that this evident shivcha, they already have two children. One of them is a Jew. He's a ger, a specific type of Jew, so to speak. He's a ger, and the other one is a total guy. Then the Yisrael who now bought this evident shivcha hits vilan. He is tied with them l'shem avdas. So now they become avadim. Until now they were just goyim. Now they're an evident shivcha. V'nizkiku zeh l'zeh, and they're together with each other, and they have a child. That child, the child of an evident shivcha, is an eved. So now they already have three umays. Harei kan ger v'avi kachavim v'eved. Three different umays. Shechrer as a shivcha uba haleh eved. Let's say he frees the shivcha. you only free the shivcha, not the eved, and the eved is together with this shivcha. And so ayvik chavim the eved haba'a bas yisrael. The shivcha is a regular bas yisrael. So this the remeir is going that the child is a mamzer. So areikan now four umais. You have ger vayvik chavim the eved umamzer. Then shichrer shnehem. Now he's shichrer the second one, meaning even the eved gets freed. So now they're both Jews. The shivcha and the eved are both Jews. The hisi and zelazen, they marry each other and they have a child. That child's a regular Jew. Harei kan five different umais. A ger v'avik rechavim v'eved umamzer v'yisrael. Says the Gemara, my kamash malon, what's the whole riddle coming to teach us? The chiddush of the riddle was that Rameir holds that ayvik yechavim ve'eved ababas yisrael avlan mamzer. That chiddush, that was the point of the riddle, was to show us that the halacha is that when an eved is together with the bas yisrael, and ayvik yechavim ve'eved ababas yisrael, so the result is that the child is a mamzer. One last riddle, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. There's a case where a person has to sell his own father, meaning his father is his slave. So you could have a case where a person sells his father in order to collect money for his mother's ksuba. Kate said, what's the case? Yisrael lakach, means to pay his mother's ksuba. What's the case? You have Yisrael lakach eved v'shivcha min ashuk. You have a Yisrael who buys an eved and a shivcha, we'll call the eved Thomas. He buys Thomas and shivcha min ashuk. V'lahen ben, and they have a son together. He's a guy, and we'll call him James. So there's Thomas, who's the father, and James is the boy. V'shichrer es ha-shivcha v'nasa. And then what happens is that the Yisrael who bought the eved and shivcha, he frees the shivcha, just the shivcha. So now the shivcha is a full fledged Jew, and the master goes ahead and marries now this new convert, the shivcha. And he writes that all of his possessions, including all of his nechasim, including his eved Thomas, they should all be meshubit to her ksuba, to her son. They should all be to her son. They should all fall to James. Nimsa, so it should come out that since now it goes to James, since all of his stuff are James, but his mother needs to collect her ksuba, so Nimsa zem meicher saviv lahagvais li meksubasa. It could come out that now the son James, who now has his father Thomas as an eved, he might end up being forced to sell him in order to collect money for his mother's ksuba, because he's already meshubed to the mother's ksuba. The eved Thomas is already meshubed to the mother's ksuba. So even though the Yisrael the rights over all of his nechasim to the son, to James, Lamaisa, being that it's already meshubed to his mother's ksuba, so James might end up having to sell his own father Thomas in order to collect money for his mother's ksuba. Says the Gemara, Ma'ika Mashmal. And what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, two options. Option number one is that Kula Rameir he. It could be going like Shitas Rameir, and the Chiddush is that the Avdim Metaltali, is that Avadim are considered Metaltalin. Avadim are considered a movable property. U'metaltli mishtavi l'ksuba. And the Shita of Rameir is that Metaltalin is Meshubit to Aksuba. So it could be this Braisa, like the previous Braisa, is also Rameir. And the Chiddush is that Avadim are considered Metaltalin. The Baisema, or it could be that Hakamash Malan, that Avdim Kimikarkai Dami, that the Braisa is Dalik Rameir, and the Chiddush is that Avadim are Meshubit to the Ksuba. The Pshan is because Avadim are considered like Karka, which comes up very interesting. So really, there's no Kamash Malan, because you don't really see either way, but that's what the Gemara says, that that's the Kamash Malan.